I'm always slightly amused when people suggest that working in a charity is a world away from working in a business, profit-making enterprise, real organisation, or as in my case, working with or for a charity versus with or for a law firm. So when I attended an event at which the speaker said to an audience from the charity sector, "Successful charitable fundraising has much in common with managing a business. It requires leadership, persistence and creativity," quoting David Rockefeller, I could quite understand the irritated response from the audience. "Duh," said one youngster. "Why would you say that? We know." The use of certain terminology perpetuates a myth that the skills necessary for one are different from those for the other. After all, in what sense is a charity not like a business? Sure, we tend to assume business is used in terms of profit-making and charity in terms of not-for-profit. But the reality is that both organisations, and I prefer that as a term regardless of sector definition, need to make a profit of at least £1. The simple difference is what they do with it. So other than semantics and what they do with their profit, what are the differences? Many and none. Many differences in terms of culture, values, more or less of a focus on social impact depending on the sector, and even that's changing. But the real interesting area is the lack of difference, and that lies in the skills of those within the organisations. There are good and there are bad. There are some charities which have highly skilled professional managers, and some law firms where the term professional manager is anathema, and thus so is the presence of any of the actual people. There are law firms where the owners understand far more about the impact on the staff of their actions than the trustees of a charity would. So the idea that fundraisers needed to have their skills likened to those of managing a business, when that is so much the statement of the bleeding obvious, as one of them rather loudly said, "So what is your point?" was somewhat surprising. My feeling, to give the speaker credit, was probably that the reputation of those managing in the charity sector has suffered over the years. Not a real job, couldn't cut it in the real world, etc., usually highly unfairly. And that he was simply trying to say, look, we've more in common across sectors than you think. But unfortunately, his comment came across as implying that the skills of business were something to be aspired to, and that, finally, he was able to help the charity sector realise that they had those same skills. But of course he used the analogy of business to be aspired to, where frankly the reputation of managers has not always been of the highest. I could of course go on, and on, but I shan't. Suffice it to say, I have a meeting with a bunch of lawyers shortly, having spent the day in charity sector world. I may just start by telling the lawyers, "You know, your world of professional services has much in common with fundraising. It requires leadership, persistence and creativity." With apologies to Rockefeller, I'm sure he'd have said that too.